Hey everyone, welcome to our deep dive on empowering women to invest.
Oh, I love this topic.
Yeah, you know, we're diving deep into a blog post by Telly Danielli.
Uh-huh.
And I think finances can be kind of a scary thing for a lot of people.
Oh, totally.
Especially women, right?
Yes.
But Telly's approach is super refreshing. I think it's going to resonate with a lot of our listeners.
What I found really cool is how she, like, addresses those emotions head on.
Right.
Because a lot of women, I mean, myself included, I used to think investing was just way too risky.
Uh-huh.
Or like only for rich people.
Yeah.
And she just debunks all those myths right away.
Totally. And she doesn't just like tell you to get over it.
Right.
She gives you like actual ways to overcome that fear.
Yes.
Like I love the story she told about that woman.
Uh-huh.
Who was terrified to invest. But she started small with a low-cost ETF.
Yeah.
And then she watched it grow. And I think hearing those stories makes it feel so much more attainable.
And it's those first steps that are so important. And I think that's where her breakdown of like the investing basics is super helpful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she lays out those four main concepts, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and ETFs.
Okay.
And having that solid understanding is just crucial.
Right. Because you can't build a house if you don't know what a brick is.
Yeah, exactly.
But even those terms can sound kind of scary to someone who's brand new.
Oh, for sure.
So how does she break that down?
She's really good at using like plain English. Uh-huh. Like stocks she describes as owning a teeny tiny piece of a company,
mm-hmm.
which just makes way more sense than, you know, thinking about Wall Street.
Right. It's like owning a piece of your favorite bakery,
right,
or something like that.
Yeah.
I also like how she compares bonds to lending money.
Uh-huh.
Which we can all wrap our heads around.
That's a good one.
Like you're lending money to the government or a company.
Yeah.
And they pay you back with interest.
Exactly.
Okay, so then what about mutual funds and ETFs?
So those are basically like baskets of stocks or bonds. So instead of putting all your eggs in one basket with one company, you spread your risk across tons of investments.
Well, that's diversification. I think that's so important.
So important.
Especially for new investors.
Especially women. I think a lot of women are a little more risk averse.
Yeah, I agree.
And mutual funds and ETFs make it so much easier to diversify.
Totally.
Especially if you don't have a ton of time to research individual stocks.
It's like having a personal shopper for your investments.
Yeah.
But I think for a lot of women, even if they get the basics,
uh-huh,
taking that first step is still scary.
It can feel really overwhelming.
Right.
Like, where do you even start?
So where do you even start?
Telly's roadmap is super helpful for this.
Okay.
She breaks it down into clear steps,
uh-huh,
starting with opening a brokerage account.
Okay, so let's say I'm ready for that.
Okay.
How do I know which one? There are so many options out there.
Yeah, so many.
Yeah.
So she recommends doing a little research. Find a brokerage that fits what you're looking for.
Okay.
Do you like a more hands-on approach? Do you want advice?
Uh-huh.
Or do you want to just manage it all online by yourself?
I think I'd want a little hand-holding.
Oh, for sure.
At least at first.
Yeah.
Until I get the hang of things.
So some brokerages, they even have robo-advisors now.
Robo-advisors?
Yeah.
What's that?
So they use algorithms to make your portfolio based on your risk tolerance.
Wow.
And your goals.
Okay.
But if you want someone to actually talk to, some still have human advisors.
So it's about finding that support to make you feel confident.
Exactly.
And Telly says there are options for every budget.
Yes.
So you don't have to be rich to get started.
No, you don't.
I think a lot of women think you need a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big misconception.
Sure, sure.
So that's really reassuring.
And she points out that even small contributions add up over time.
Because of compounding.
Because of compounding, exactly.
So once you have the brokerage account, what's next on the roadmap?
She says setting clear financial goals is key.
Okay.
What are you saving for?
Uh-huh.
Is it a house, a vacation, retirement?
I feel like having that why in mind is huge.
This is so important.
It makes it more meaningful.
Definitely.
Okay. And then?
And then it's creating a budget.
Budgeting, I know it's important.
It's not the most fun.
But it's not my favorite part.
Think of it like a financial GPS.
Okay.
It helps you stay on track.
So you actually reach your goals.
Exactly.
Okay, so you've got the brokerage account, the goals, and the budget.
You've got it.
Then what?
Before we get into that, she shares some seriously inspiring stories.
Oh, I love a good inspiring story.
Of women investors.
Okay, tell me.
So she talks about Sarah Blakely.
Sarah Blakely, the Spanx founder.
Yes, the yeah. Spanx founder.
Wow.
She took a risk on an idea that everyone said would fail.
Uh-huh.
And she built a $1 billion company.
That's incredible.
She faced a ton of rejection. Oh, I'm sure.
and financial hurdles, but she was so persistent.
She believed in her vision.
She believed in it, and she didn't give up.
That's so powerful.
She didn't give up.
But like, success is not overnight.
It's not.
It takes work.
There are challenges. There are setbacks.
Okay, so what other stories does she highlight?
Okay, so then she talks about Melody Hobson.
Okay.
She's the co-CEO of Ariel Investments.
Okay.
She came from really humble beginnings.
Uh-huh.
And she is a powerhouse in finance.
Wow.
She's a huge advocate for financial literacy.
Okay.
Especially in the Black community.
That's so important.
She emphasizes how knowledge and education can empower people.
Yeah, to take control of their money.
Yes.
I love that. And I'm so passionate about that, too. Like, yeah. Making sure everyone has the info they need to make smart decisions.
It's so important.
Yeah.
And then lastly, she talks about Kendra Scott.
Kendra Scott, the jewelry designer.
Yes.
Okay.
She built a multi-million dollar empire.
From a $500 investment.
Oh, right.
I know.
That's amazing.
What's really cool about her is that she started her business during a divorce.
Wow.
It shows that even when you're going through something really tough,
yeah,
you can still achieve financial success.
It's not about waiting for the perfect time.
Right.
It's about taking action.
Exactly.
I love that. So the overarching message here is, with the right mindset and understanding of investing and a little risk-taking, women can achieve anything.
Absolutely.
I'm feeling so inspired. I want to know more about specific strategies.
Well, good. We're going to dive into that in part two of our deep dive.
Awesome.
Okay, so we're back. Ready to dig into some actual investment strategies?
I am. Those success stories were amazing.
They were really cool, right?
Yeah. So I'm fired up. But I also know it's not just picking random stocks and hoping for the best.
No, no, no.
There's got to be some strategy involved.
Big time. Telly really stresses research and due diligence.
Okay.
Which can sound kind of scary, but it doesn't have to be.
Okay, so what does that look like? Like, what kind of research are we talking about?
Okay, imagine you're buying a car. Uh-huh. You're not just going to walk in and buy the first one you see.
Real way.
You'd do some research. You'd compare prices. You'd read reviews.
Right. I'd want to make sure it's reliable.
Yeah, and that it fits your budget.
Exactly.
Investing, it's kind of the same.
Okay.
You want to understand the companies or funds you're looking at.
Okay.
How are their financials? What's their track record? What are the risks?
That's a lot to consider.
It is.
So where do you even find all that information?
There's so much online now.
Oh, I'm sure.
You can check out websites like Yahoo Finance or Morningstar.
Okay.
And there are analyst reports. A lot of brokerages have research tools too.
So you don't have to be like a financial whiz to do this.
No, not at all. It's about learning.
Uh-huh.
Understanding what you're putting your money into.
Okay, that makes sense.
Telly also talks about knowing your risk tolerance. How comfy are you with maybe losing some money?
I think that's really important.
Sure, they're important.
Because we're all different, right?
Yeah, totally. Some people are more cautious than others.
Totally.
And there's no right or wrong.
Uh-huh.
It's about matching your investments to your comfort level.
Right, and to your goals.
Yeah, exactly.
So what if someone's more risk-averse? Like, what kind of investments should they look at?
Telly mentions index funds.
Okay.
She says those are great for beginners.
Okay.
Especially if you're more conservative.
Right, because those are the baskets of stocks or bonds.
Yes, exactly.
A way to diversify
without
picking individual stocks.
You got it. And index funds track a market index.
Okay.
Like the S&P 500.
Okay.
So you're basically investing in a little slice of the whole market.
And they usually have lower fees than other funds.
Yes. They're passively managed.
Okay.
Meaning they just track the index.
So less work involved.
Well, less work. Lower fees. Saves you money.
So I was really intrigued by what Telly said about aligning your investments with your values.
Oh, me too. I think that's so cool.
It is great.
Like putting your money where your mouth is.
Right.
So say you're passionate about sustainability.
Uh-huh.
You can look into ESG funds.
ESG funds.
Yes. It stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance.
Oh, okay.
They focus on companies that have good environmental and social practices.
So you're making a positive impact with your investments.
Yeah. It's not just about making money.
I love that.
It's about supporting what you believe in.
So there are tons of options.
Oh, so many.
To match your values and interests.
Yeah, like clean energy funds or gender equality funds.
Wow, it's like building a portfolio that reflects you.
I love that.
Telly also talks about the importance of having a long-term perspective.
Uh-huh.
Like, why is that so important?
Well, investing is a marathon, not a sprint.
Oh, that's a good one.
The market's going to go up and down, especially in the short term. But over the long haul, it tends to go up.
So it's like riding out those waves.
Exactly. Don't panic when things get bumpy.
Okay.
Talley says one of the biggest mistakes is selling when the market dips.
Oh, yeah, because then you lock in those losses.
Yeah.
It's tempting, though.
Oh, I know.
When you see your money going down.
But if you're in it for the long haul, you're more likely to come out ahead.
Right.
That's the power of long-term thinking.
So you're not reacting emotionally to the market?
You're not.
You're sticking to your plan.
You've got it. And then there's compounding.
Oh, yeah, compounding. That's where the magic happens.
Yeah, it really is.
Can you explain it like I'm five?
Okay, so imagine you plant a tiny seed.
Okay.
Over time, it grows into a big, strong tree. Compounding's kind of like that.
Okay.
Your investment earnings, they make more earnings.
Okay.
And those earnings make even more.
It's like a snowball effect.
That's exactly it. The earlier you start, the bigger that snowball gets.
Makes me wish I started investing like 10 years ago.
Haha.
But I guess the best time is now.
The best time is always now.
So, Telly also talks about being bold.
Uh-huh.
And taking risks.
Yes. But in a smart way.
So calculated risks.
Calculated risks, exactly.
Well, how do you do that? Like, how do you be bold bet, but also calculated?
Do your research.
Uh-huh.
Understand the risks and rewards.
Okay.
And don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Diversification.
Diversification. You're getting it.
Okay, good.
Taking calculated risks doesn't mean being reckless.
Right.
It means pushing yourself a little.
Okay.
But still making smart choices.
I think a lot of women are afraid to take risks.
I know
I am sometimes.
But Telly's saying we should embrace those opportunities for growth.
I love that. And what about mistakes?
Yeah.
Like everyone makes mistakes, right?
Of course. Investing is a learning process. We all mess up sometimes.
Okay, good.
The key is to learn from them.
Right.
And keep going.
So don't be afraid to try.
Don't be afraid to try.
And Telly also says, you don't have to do this alone.
You don't.
Like, find a mentor.
Yes.
Build a community.
It makes a huge difference.
Especially when you're starting out.
It really does.
Because it can feel lonely.
It can.
Like, if you're the first one in your family or friend group to really invest.
Right.
It's like having a financial support system.
A financial cheer squad.
Exactly.
There are so many resources out there now.
Like what?
Online forums. Investment clubs, even mentorship programs just for women.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's about empowering each other.
I love it.
And celebrating those wins.
Okay, before we wrap up this part.
Okay.
There's one more thing Telly really emphasizes.
Okay, what's that?
Staying informed.
Oh, yes. Super important.
And being willing to adapt.
Yeah. Things change all the time.
So it's not just setting it and forgetting it.
Not at all.
You got to stay engaged.
Right. The financial world is constantly evolving.
Okay.
Markets go up and down. New investments pop up. Regulations change.
So how do you stay on top of all that without getting overwhelmed?
Great question. There are a lot of ways.
Okay.
Financial newsletters. Podcasts like this one.
Of course.
Follow some financial experts on social media.
Okay.
But always do your own research, too.
Right.
Don't just blindly follow anyone.
Be an informed investor.
Yes. That's what Telly's all about.
Taking control.
Making those decisions that work for you.
Okay. I feel like we've covered so much.
We have.
But I still feel like there's so much more to learn.
There is.
Which is why we're doing part three.
Yes. We're going to talk about specific strategies for different life stages.
Ooh. Okay, like what to do in your 20s versus your 50s.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't wait. All right, we are back, ready to wrap up our deep dive on empowering women to invest with Telly Danielli.
I'm so ready. I feel like we've covered so much ground already.
Right. From the basics to like really embracing that long-term vision.
Absolutely. But now let's get even more practical.
Yes. Let's talk about how all this applies to different stages in our lives.
Exactly. Because like, what works in your 20s might not work in your 50s.
Right. Totally. Yeah. So let's say you're in your 20s or 30s, just starting out your career. What should you focus on?
Telly's big on building good habits early.
Okay.
Like laying a solid foundation for your future.
So what did that look like?
First things first, emergency fund.
Oh, yeah. That's essential.
Super important for those unexpected expenses.
Right. Like when your car breaks down.
Yeah. Or a medical bill.
Ugh. Yeah, those are the worst.
It happens. So that way you don't have to touch your investments.
But go into debt.
Exactly. Gives you that peace of mind.
Okay. Emergency fund checked. What's next?
Tackle any high interest debt you have.
Like credit cards?
Yeah, credit cards are the big one.
Makes sense. Those interest rates can be killer.
They really can. It's like they're eating away at your money.
So get rid of that debt and free up more money to invest.
You got it. And then start investing, even if it's small amounts. Okay, but what if you're not making a ton of money yet?
It's still worth it. Remember compounding.
The snowball effect.
Yes. The sooner you start, the more time that snowball has to grow.
So even $50 or $100 a month can make a difference.
Absolutely. It all adds up.
Okay, so fast forward a bit now. Let's say you're in your 40s or 50s. Your goals probably look different.
They do.
Yeah.
You might be thinking about a family.
Yeah, kids, college.
A bigger house.
Retirement probably feels a bit closer too.
It does.
So how does your investing change?
So if you're thinking about college, Telly recommends 529 plans.
Okay. Those have some tax advantages, right?
They do.
And what about retirement?
It's time to really ramp up those contributions if you haven't already.
If your company has a 401k with matching, definitely take advantage.
Yes. Free money. Don't leave it on the table.
Okay, so then we're talking 60s and 70s. Nearing retirement, you want to make sure that money lasts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Telly says start shifting to a more conservative portfolio.
Okay.
Maybe reduce some of those stocks.
Which are more volatile. Right. And increase those bonds or fixed income investments.
So it's like adjusting your sails as you approach a new destination.
I love that analogy.
Preparing for a smoother ride in retirement.
Yeah, exactly. And Telly reminds us that everyone's different.
Right. No cookie cutter approach.
So she highly recommends talking to a financial advisor.
Oh, that makes sense.
They can help you create a plan that works for you.
It's like having a personal trainer for your money.
I like that.
So they can answer your questions.
Yeah.
Help you make those big decisions.
Especially when things get a little crazy in the market.
Or when life throws you a curveball.
Exactly.
I feel like I've learned so much from this deep dive.
Me too. Telly's blog post is just so empowering for women.
It really is. She breaks everything down in a way that makes sense.
And gives you actual steps you can take.
And I love her emphasis on mindset. Like, believe in yourself, embrace the challenges.
And celebrate the wins along the way.
Yes. So like Telly says, what small step can you take today to start your own investment journey?
Whether it's setting up a budget or finally opening that brokerage account.
Or just learning more about your options.
Take that first step.
Toward a brighter financial future.
And that's a wrap on our deep dive. We hope you feel inspired to take control of your finances and build the life you want.
Thanks for joining us.